Massacre at Jamestown. On the morning of March 22, 1622, Algonquin Indians attacked English colonists at Jamestown, Virginia, murdering at least 347 of the settlers and wounding many others in an unexpected assault. Provoked by English incursion onto their native lands and the unaccommodating behavior of whites, the attack had major implications for the future relations between Indians and the English. Horrific in its violence and ferocity, the massacre of 1622 remains one of the most formative events in the history of Native and English relations in North America. Prior to the establishment of the Jamestown colony in 1607, the English expressed both hopes of civilizing and fears of clashing with Native Americans. Their belief in their right to trade with natives was coupled with an arrogant assertion of their moral and cultural superiority over the Indian savages. The English saw the natives as a threat to their safety and prosperity of the colony, and as a great hindrance to their progress. The natives were willing to trade with the English, but resisted settler attempts to convert them to Christianity. American Indians were concerned about the growing English population settled on their lands, especially when it impinged on planting and hunting grounds. This tension caused sporadic warfare between natives and the English from 1607 until a peace was reached in 1614. A rapid rise in the colonists' population, however, led to an increased encroachment on native lands. Between 1619 and 1621, 42 ships arrived from England, raising the population of colonists to more than 1,200 people, an alarming increase since the arrival of the first 104 settlers in 1607. When Powhatan, leader of the Algonquin tribes of the region, died in 1618, he was eventually succeeded by his brother, Opechancanough. Expecting assistance from neighboring tribes, Opechancanough believed that a great assault on the colonists would be the Indians' best hope for regaining control of their lands and ridding Virginia of any English presence. In a surprise attack at the beginning of spring in 1622, Native Americans killed at least 347 colonists, one-fourth of the colonists' population. The attack had other harrowing consequences for both the English and the Indians. Many white settlers died in the assault, and those who remained were reluctant to tend crops as fighting between the natives and the English continued. Manpower devoted to defense diminished the labor force available to work in the fields. In the face of the hostilities, colonists abandoned their far-flung plantations, consolidating their settlements in order to better defend themselves. Famine followed on the heels of these developments. The scarcity of food and epidemic disease killed another 500 to 600 people in the year after the massacre. The colonists mounted a vicious counterattack against the natives in a campaign designed to eliminate the Indians from the entire region. A shipment of armaments from England, which arrived soon after the attack, facilitated this retaliatory war. While it's unclear how many, if any, Native Americans were killed in the initial massacre of 1622, hundreds died in the colonists' counterattack. After a decade of warfare, disease, and famine, a peace treaty was signed in 1632, which effectively separated Native and English lands. The 1622 attack on the Jamestown settlement signaled the demise of the Virginia Company of London, who held the colony's charter. Criticized by the Crown for continuing to enlist new colonists from England, in spite of food shortages and rampant disease in the new colony, the Virginia Company was disbanded, and Virginia became the first royal colony in 1624. The massacre also led to a major shift in the policy toward natives in the English North American region. English colonists abandoned attempts to cohabitate peacefully with the natives. The news from Jamestown affected the colonists further north in Plymouth, and after its establishment in 1630, the Massachusetts Bay Colony, who were more cautious in their relations with neighboring Indians. The 1622 massacre was instrumental in causing English colonists to view all natives as enemies. Thereafter, white settlers and natives withdrew to separate locales throughout the colonies, establishing a pattern for Indian-English relations that continued for decades and centuries.